morning together as a family to worship you.
我们为我们今天能够在这里向一家人在这里敬拜，向你献上感谢。
Lord, we thank you that you are with us today.
谢谢你与我们今天与我们同在。
That you bless us with such a wonderful sanctuary to worship you at.
你祝福让我们能够有这样一个漂亮的一个敬拜的这个圣殿。
And you brought so many faces to be here with us today.
你也带了许多这个人在我们的当中。
Father, I pray that as we learn and speak and study the Gospel of John,
我们求你在我们学习这个约翰福音的时候
，that you would open our hearts to receive your truth.
你能够打开我们的这个心，接受这个真理。
May we find new life in this text.
在这个生命在这个经文里面寻找到这个新生命。
New joy in this text.
也在这个主里的这个喜乐。
And may we put all our hope, our desires, our concerns in your hands.
我们将我们的盼望和我们的关切的东西都仰望交托在你的手里。
In Jesus Christ's name.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. So before I start, one more thing.
在我开始之前啊，我再讲一件事情。
It was my fault. I had one title. It was Passover cleansing, but I changed it to the new Passover late night last night.
我这个之前给的这个题目是。这个逾越节的洁净，但是昨天晚上最后我把它这个题目改变了一下。
So it's called the New Passover.
成为这新的逾越节。
And so, the question you have to ask, first thing is this, why are we going through John right now?
第一个问题是说我们现在为什么开始来看这个约翰福音。
And the reason why we're going through John, and thank you, Uncle Cam, for that, is I'm actually working on a series for our first service, Resound,going through the Sermon on the Mount, but I haven't got it ready yet.
因为我们在这个第一堂的这个英语崇拜的时候，我正在预备这个登山宝训，但是我还没有完全预备好。
And so we just finished another series, and we wanted to before we start, just I've been sharing from where God has been taking me in the text.
所以在这个中间的这个过程当中，我就分享一些神在这段时间里面带领我所读的这些经文。
And it happens to be that the International Student Fellowship on Fridays, we just finished the Gospel of John.
正好在这个时候，我们的国际学生团契，我们刚刚结束了这个约翰福音。
And then CCF, the college students from CCF community have been also studying through the Gospel of John.
而在这个校园CCF 的这个校园团契查经小组里面，他们也正好正在看这个约翰福音。
So I happen to be just reading a lot of John.
所以我正好在这段时间读了很多关于这个在约翰福音这一部分。
And like any book you read,
就好像你所读的这些书一样。
The more you read it,
你越读它的时候
，the more sometimes that you learn from it.
你当然就会有更多的在其中有更多的学习。
Like an example is perhaps some of you here have read.Old Chinese war stories or famous classically written stories.
就好像有些人读很多中国的这个古代的这个古时候的战争的故事。
For us here in the modern young people, we might have read Harry Potter.
那我们在美国的年轻人很多人可能读了这个 Harry Potter 很多遍。
Well, whatever you're reading,
不管你读的是什么，
the first time you read it, you get the story.
你第一次读它的时候，你当然可以了解它的故事。
But the more you read it, you learn things about the story that the author was trying to kind of tell.
但是你越读的时候，你就越来越能够知道这个作者想要借着故事告诉我们什么。
And so when we've been reading through John,
所以当我们在看这个约翰福音的时候
，the one thing John has shown,
约翰在这个地方所表达的
，is that he is nothing like anyone else.
Jesus
is not like anything else.
Okay. 这个耶稣跟世界上任何人都不一样。
He will not fit your expectations.
他会超出你的想象之外。
He might even challenge your understanding.
他甚至会对你固有的思想提出挑战。
And today our text is actually the second sign that John records that Jesus shows.
今天我们所要看的经文实际上是约翰福音里面他所记载的耶稣所行的第二件神迹。
But what was the first sign?
第一个神迹是什么呢
？And that's what makes it interesting. I was going to do the first sign.
这很有意思。我本来要讲的是第一个神迹。
But I learned something new in the second sign, so I figured I should teach you guys the second sign.
但是我因为看了第二神迹，我学习到一些新的东西，所以我就想跟你们分享。
And what's interesting is the first sign.
有意思的是第一个神迹
is the story where Jesus is at a party, a wedding party.
第一个故事是第一个神迹是当耶稣参加了一个婚宴的时候。
And he turns water into wine.
他将这个水变成酒。
And like, that's the first sign that John shows.
这是在约翰福音里面他所讲记载的第一件神迹。
Water to wine at a party.
这个在这个宴席里面他将水变成酒。
And that might not be interesting to most of the older folks here.
对很多这个年轻人那个年长的来讲，也许你不太这个没有什么兴趣。
But I know a lot of the young people here.Partying and wine is something we're always very interested in.
这个对年轻人，很多年轻人来讲，这个宴会啦、喝酒啦，可能是大家很有兴趣。
I'm not advocating wine drinking.
我不是鼓励你们去这个参加派对喝酒。
But I think what Jesus is trying to show.
但是在这个地方，这个耶稣所要表达、所表现的是
，is that life is kind of like a party.
生命好像一个宴席一样。
It's like a very important party.
是一个非常重要的一个宴席。
And the tradition is usually you serve the best wine at the beginning.
在传统的犹太人当中，你是在宴席开始的时候是将最好的酒先拿出来。
But when they drink this water that turned into wine,
但是当他们喝了这个水变成的酒
，it's so good. They're like, why did you serve the good wine at the end?
但是酒非常的好喝，所以那些人就好奇说，你怎么在宴席要结束的时候才把这个好酒拿出来
？And I think what he's saying.John is trying to teach us.
所以约翰在这个地方试着要教导我们。
I think it's that your way of life before might have been pretty good.
也许我们之前的生活似乎是挺好的。
Might have been pretty tasty.
也许还相当这个味道很好。
But then what Jesus brings is something even better.
但是耶稣基督带来一些更好的东西。
What Jesus brings is so good, it's like as though it's the best wine at a party.
所以耶稣所带来的这个东西。就好像是宴席里面所最好的酒一样。
So that's way different, right? When you think about it, that's an amazing thought process. You're like, wow, Jesus uses partying and wine. If you're a college student, you're like, yes, I totally get this.
所以如果你想一想，这的确是很出人意外的地方。这里借着耶稣基督这个将水变成酒这个如果你是这个大学生，这个喜欢这个 party 跟这个酒的话，你说，哎呀，我完全了解这个意思。
But the second sign.It's interesting.
但是我们今天看第二个这个神迹也很有意思。
Because in John chapter 2 verses 13 to 25.
在约翰福音的第二章十三到二十五节这个地方。
Which I hope you read. I hope you take a look at it.
希望你有
open the Bible, keep it with you.
打开圣经，你我们继续看这一段经。
Two questions comes to you when you look at it.
你看到这个事情呢，你可能想到两个问题。
Why is Jesus so mad?
为什么耶稣基督在这个地方那么的愤怒
？And then the second thing is.Why doesn't he trust anybody?
为什么他怎么就不信任这些人呢
These are two questions I want you to think about because our expectation of Jesus is that he's not a person that gets mad, that he's holy and okay.
所以我希望你们把这两件事情想记得，因为我们传统上会觉得耶稣基督是一个温和的人，他是不会生气的。
Doesn't he teach us to be loving and trusting of others?
他不是教导我们要这个有爱心，要能够这个对人好吗
？So why is he so untrusting?
那为什么他这么不信任这个其他的人呢？在后面这里。
So my hope today is by looking at these two questions.
所以今天这个我希望借着这两个问题
，we learn about
我们能够学习
something new that will challenge us.
一些新的东西能够对我们是一个挑战。
So today's I'm going to give you the breakdown. Okay, very easy.
所以我要把它这个稍微这个大纲讲一下。
Our first point was going to be corrupted worship.
我们第一个要谈的问题就是那个已经被玷污的这个敬拜。
Our second point is going to be corrupted belief.
第二个这个要所谈的问题就是那个已经受了损害的这个信仰。
And our third point is going to be uncorrupted salvation.
第三点却是这个。没有受到损坏的这个我们的救恩
，Okay, gives you guys the point you could follow.
Okay, 所以这是三点，希望大家能够这个跟着。
So corrupted worship.
关于这个受损、受玷污的这个敬拜。
So what is the setting? What is going on in this story?
所以这个故事发生的这个情境是什么呢
？And what you see is that Jesus comes to Jerusalem on a very important day.
你看到这个耶稣在一个非常重要的日子来到了耶路撒冷。
He comes on the time where Israel comes together in Jerusalem to celebrate the Passover.
他来到这个耶路撒冷的时候，正好是犹太人要庆祝逾越节的时候。
It's one of the most important dates of their history.
这个逾越节是在犹太人的历史、以色列人的历史里面一个最重要的一个日子。
Why?
为什么呢
is because in the story of the Passover,
因为在这个逾越节的这个故事里面,
God saves Israel from slavery.
神将以色列人从这个为奴的这个做奴隶当中拯救出来。
From because they were enslaved at that time by Egypt.
他们那时候在埃及地为奴。
And this is in Exodus 12. If you want to read, it's in Exodus.
这是在出埃及记十二章那个地方。
But what happens is, as they were enslaved,
所以那时候故事是这样子，就是当他们在做在埃及做奴隶的时候
，God raised up a hero, Moses.
他这神兴起了这个以色列人的英雄摩西。
Basically, and he comes and he tells the Pharaoh, "You need to let our people go."
所以摩西就去跟这个法老王讲说。这个你要让我的百姓去敬拜我的神。
And so for like nine times they go back and forth, right? Yes, no, no, yes. Kind of
所以他跟法老这样子僵持了这个九次。
And multiple miracles, multiple powers, expressions of power happen.
所以在这个过程当中，神借着摩西亚伦显现这个行了许多的神迹。
But it's the last one that's really special.
但是到了最后一次，这第十次是特别的一个特别的神迹。
Because the statement was the judgment is that God's judgment would come over and take the firstborn of all of the people living in Egypt.
因为在第十次的地方，神说那个他的审判要临到，要将这个埃及地所有投生的都灭绝。
And the only way that the judgment would not come and take away the firstborn of your home was if you killed a Passover lamb, killed a lamb.
唯一能够让你避免这个这个投生之子的这个灾祸的是你要杀在这个杀一头这个羊
and you use its blood and you would put it on the door jamb
你要用这个羔羊的血把它抹在这个你的门框门楣上面
and so when the judgment comes by it would pass over
所以当这个灭命的天使经过的时候它会从这个门上越过
and because of this Egypt loses their firstborn And they're devastated.
也因为这样子，所以这个埃及地的众长子都被灭绝了。
And so Israel is able to leave and to journey forth.
而因此就他们就放了这以色列人离开埃及离开埃及。
So in many ways, this is kind of Israel's Independence Day.
所以你可以说这个好像是犹太人的独立纪念日。
So it's a very, very precious day.
所以对他们来讲是一个非常宝贵的一个日子。
And the city of Jerusalem at this time would have been about 80,000 people.
耶路撒冷这时候人口耶稣那个时代大概是八万人。
Yeah, but during the Passover, it would have probably increased to 300 or 500, up to 500,000 people in the city.
所以但是到了逾越节的时候整个城可能挤满了大概30万到50万的人。
And as Jesus enters this temple on this very important day, he sees something that upsets him greatly.
所以他在这个月节的时候，当耶稣到了圣殿，他看见一件事情，使他非常的生气。
And I want you to understand what he sees is something that was actually supposed to be done.
但是我要你们知道，当时所看见的这事情，其实从一个角度来说是应该发生的事情。
Because what they required to do is to sacrifice an animal.
在当时的规矩就是他们。照理说就是要去献祭杀一头这个献这个动物为祭。
And when they visit the temple, they need to pay a tax.
所以而且他们到了圣殿的时候，他们要付一个税。
This is all part of honoring God, worshiping God.
这个都是敬拜神的其中的一部分。
And what happened, what Jesus was seeing, was that this temple, in the temple, there's different layers of places to worship.
所以但是当耶稣来到圣殿的时候他看到那里有许多这个敬拜的时候他分很多个层。
And the further in you are to the Holy of Holies, the most important is the most purest place of worship.
所以在这个圣殿当中最里面的被称为至圣所是这个至圣节的地方。
And if I remember correctly, the second layer is usually excluded only for males that are priests.
所以如果没有记错的话第二层是就是只有男子。祭司可以进去。
And then the third level, the third opening, which is where all this stuff was happening, was where everybody else could worship God.
最外层这第三层的话，就是其他所有的人都可以在这个地方敬拜。
And I want to reiterate again, it's not wrong.
所以我必须再强调，当时所发生的事情并不是真的有什么不对。
They didn't have a supermarket then in Israel.
在那个时候，他们并没有一个超级超市。
So you couldn't just like, oh, I'll just go pick up a lamb shank at Costco and bring it and sacrifice.
这个你不能够好像到这边 Costco 就去买一个这个杀好的羊去献祭。
They were traveling from very far away. The only way they could probably bring, they didn't want to bring a lamb from like a different country. They were just like coming by here.
所以当时的人当然不太可能就是从老远的地方到耶路撒冷的时候牵着一只羊到耶路撒冷来。
Originally, the purpose is good. So it's for convenience.
所以当时的这样子的做法其实是为了一个好处，就是为让大家能够方便献祭。
But what Jesus is so upset about is that this place of worship had become a place like a marketplace.
而这个耶稣之所以会生气，就是这个本来应该是敬拜神的地方，如今变成了一个做买卖的地方。
What was meant exclusively and purely for focus on God.Had become a place of loudness and noise of trade.
本来应该是一个完全为了敬拜神所设立的这个圣殿，在那个地方却变成一个吵杂的买卖的市场。
It's interesting because then what happens in verse 18?
所以很有意思的，是到了第十八节的地方
，the authorities say, "Show us a sign. For what sign do you show us for doing these things?"
那些有权位的人，他们说，就问他说，你做这些事情，还显什么神迹给我们看呢
？And they don't rebuke Jesus here.
他们并没有这个责备耶稣。
But they say, prove to us that you have the authority to tell us what to do.
他们是说，你向我们显明你是有什么样的权柄来做这样子的事情。
But I think what you see here is that this place of worship.They understood that this is probably true.
所以在这个地方你可以看见他们也许是认同这个。
But I think what upsets Jesus is that this is the only space that people like Gentiles and many others could come to worship God, and they couldn't do it anymore. The authorities have used that space.
但是对耶稣基督来讲，也许这个本来第三层也是给人敬拜的地方，但是如今因为做买卖的关系，这些人不再能够专心的在那个地方敬拜了。
And so this leads me to my first, I think, thing that John is trying to show us.
所以这就带到了我第一个想要说，也许这个约翰试着要表明的事情
is how often do good things in our lives.Become so disruptive that they interfere with our relationship with God.
就是在我们的生命当中，可能有很多其实是好的事情，但是他们却拦阻了，使得我们在敬拜神的事情上分了心。
They're not bad. These are good things.
这些事情不是坏的事情，他们是好的事情。
But somehow they fill the space which only God was meant to have.
但是他们却填补了本来应该是神。单独享有的一个地方。
So whoever you are here,
不管在座你们是谁
，Christian or not,
是基督徒也好，还是不是基督徒也好
，I think this happens very naturally.
这个在我们的生活里面很自然的就发生。
For example, for
比方说
some of us,
value, 对我们来说
，the families,
我们觉得家庭非常重要。
Family is not a bad thing, right?
家庭不是什么坏事情，是好事。
But that can take up so much of your focus.
但是它可以占据了你许多的这个注意力。
That God has no space.
在这个其中，神就被驱逐在其中，这个之外。
It could be your academics, your pursuit of studies.
也许是你在学业上的这个追求。
It could be your career.
也许是你在事业上的这个追求。
More often than not, it's relationships.
或者是在婚恋上面的追求。
And I think why Jesus is so upset.
当这个我们看耶稣之所以会如此生气的原因
is because our worship of God has been so corrupted.
是我们对神的敬拜已经被这个破坏了。
And I think that's the first thing I want to point out to you.
所以这是我第一个要提出来的。
That our worship is so corrupted because often things we have allowed good things to fill our attention rather than God.
所以它破坏我们的敬拜的原因就是我们让一些好的事情充斥了我们的生活，以至于神在其中没有立足之地。
And then this leads to a second layer.
所以我们接下来看它的第二层
，a corrupted belief system，
就是一个已经被破坏了的信仰。
And you have this. The reason this question comes up is when you read verse 24 to 25.
这个问题会之所以是一个问题，就是可以看第二十四节、第二十五节。
It says. Jesus knew what was in man.
他这里讲到说，耶稣知道他人心里所存的。
You have to ask is what was in man that was so bad that Jesus could not trust himself to them.
我们要问的问题是在人心里面存的是什么样的东西，是如此的不好，以至于耶稣基督没有办法将自己交托他们。
And this is where I'm going to point you to verse 18 and 23.
就是在这个地方，我要把你们指回到这个第十八节那个地方，
跟二十三节。
跟二十三节是十八节跟二十三节。
The verse 18 it says, "What sign do you show us for doing these things?"
这个十八节那里说，你还要显什么神迹给我们看呢
？And then it says in verse 23, "Many believed in his name when they saw the signs that he was doing."
Okay, 到了第二十三节的时候，他就讲到说，许多人信看见他所行的神迹，就信了他的名。
The reason they want to believe, the reason they believed, was because of what they were seeing.
那些人之所以后来信了他，是因为他们眼睛看见了他所行的。
They were basing their faith on what they could see, which were the miracles and displays of power.
他们之所以信，是因为他们看见这个神迹显明了耶稣的大能。
They wanted Jesus to be the king of their world, but not the king of their hearts.
我们看见这些人是要耶稣基督做他们这个世界的王，而不是他们心里的主。
It's because their faith right now, I want you to understand, is based on conditions.
所以让你们了解的是，他们这时候他们的信心是根据他们所设定的一个条件而有的。
It's a very common belief.
这是我们信仰当中常见的一个现象。
That I will only believe what I can see and grasp.
我只相信我能够看得见而且能够理解的事情。
And therefore, God must fit my understanding or I won't believe.
所以神必须能够在我能够理解的范围之内，不然的话我不会相信。
But there's a very big problem with this.
但是这种思想有一个很这个大的问题。
The problem is,
这问题就是说
is that if God that you want to worship is only as big as your understanding and your experiences.
如果你所要敬拜的这个神，他只是跟你能够容纳在你所了解的思想的这个范围里面的话，
they are simply, I've said this before, an extension of you.
这个神只是你自己的一个延伸而已。
Because you can only grasp him, so it's you, it's your experience only.
所以这个神只是在你的经验的范围里面，受你经验的范围的限制。
And what really it comes down to, if you really want to look at it a little darker,
所以如果你要从一个更这个黑暗负面的角度来看的话，
is it's about control.
就是你只是希望能够控制这一切。
Because what you really want is a God that you can dictate the terms.
你所希望相信的神只是那个会受你自己控制的那个神。
Yeah, anything that's extra, you don't want it because it's not fitting your needs.
超过这个东西它你不要，因为这不是你的需要。
So if that God that you worship is you, in many ways, a reflection of you.
如果你所信的那个神只是你自己投射出来的那个神。
Then who are you really worshiping by yourself?
你岂不是只是在这个敬拜你自己吗？
And the truth is, if the only way you can really understand God,
所以真正来说，你唯一能够了解认识神的方法，
then this God that we must believe in must be so big, so infinitely greater than my understanding or your understanding.
这个神必须是远超过你，超过我们所能够想象的，他的伟大是超过我们。
That is the only kind of God you can worship.
你应该是指你的敬拜的神应该是像这样子的神。
Because he's not here to make you comfortable.
因为他来到这里不是为了让你舒服。
He challenges every one of us.
他对我们每一个人都提出这样子的挑战。
And what I want you to see is the people of Israel here.
我要看你们看见的是在这里的这些以色列人犹太人。
They had lost their connection with God because of this.
他们因为这样子的关系与神中间的这个沟通就断绝了。
Because they believed that the only way they could see God now,
他们相信他们能够看见神的唯一的方法
was that you had to go to this place, this temple, and have these sacrifices.
你必须到这个圣殿里面来这样子献祭。
And then only through these priests and what they do can we have a relationship with God.
只有透过这些祭司这样子做，他们才能够与神维持这样子的关系。
Now, I want you to understand, this place, this process was actually a good thing. God wanted us to create a temple.
这样子的，我要你们了解这样子的一个过程，其实是好的。神希望我们有这样子的一个圣殿。
But those things were meant to help us know God.
但是这些东西只是为了帮助我们去认识神。
But now what happened was they became more concerned with pursuing holiness rather than the Holy One.
但是到了结果，他们这个时候的情景是他们试着要追寻圣洁，却忘了他们的目标是要寻找那个圣洁的神。
And what I think Jesus says here is so challenging.
所以耶稣在这个地方所提出来一个极富挑战性的话是的想法是
He said, you can't be in control.
你不能够试着把事情都掌握在手中。
Even your temple that you have placed all your confidence in.
甚至你们把所有的信你们的信心都寄托的这个圣殿。
It's not the focus.
都不是你们应该关注
And when you read verse 19, he says, Jesus himself says these words.
所以第十九节，耶稣基督他自己就这样子说
，Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up.
他就说，你们要拆毁这殿，我三日内要再重新建立起来。
And they're like, what?
那些人说，你在说什么
？Took us 46 years to build this thing.
这个殿我们花了46年才造成的。
In my imagination, it's a lot more humorous.
这样听起来是有一点点好笑
Right And that makes you have to think this
你必须这样子想
What happens when the temple that you worship at Whatever that temple is
你所在这个在其中敬拜的这个圣殿不管那个对你来讲那代表什么意思
Whatever you've placed your confidence in
你所这个把信心你的信心建立在什么样的基础上面
What happens when that's gone? When it's been taken away from you?
如果这个基础这个被挪掉对你来讲会怎么样
What happens when everything you've put your confidence in you lose control of it?
如果你对这个不再能够控制你所信赖的那个基础
How will you respond? How will you deal with it?
你会怎么样的来面对那样子的情况呢
And I think this is a question that most of you probably won't think about unless you go through suffering or hardship.
我想对很多人来讲没有办法理解，除非你经过苦难跟试炼。
Because it's all theory until you actually have to do something about it.
对我们来说，这些事情是世界上这些事情，除非我们经历过，不然它只是一个头脑上的一个理论。
Unless you lose it or it's tested.
除非当我们被试验，或者是我们即将损失一件事情。
When you lose it, potentially lose it, that's when you either truly believe in it or don't believe in it.
在我们面对要失去东西或者试炼的时候，你才真的知道你相信还是不相信一件东西。
Because the temple that they put their trust in about 30 years,
他们这个所一直把信心所寄托的这个圣殿。30年来，他们都这样子信任这个圣殿。
It's destroyed in 70 AD by the Romans.
在这个在主后70年的时候，罗马就把这个圣殿完全摧毁了。
They have nothing.
他们就再也没有这个圣殿。
The only thing they have is the western wall left of one side of the building.
他们所唯一剩下来的就是在西边的一面墙而已。
That's all they have.
就是后来就只剩下这一面墙。
Sorry. I think for many of us today,
所以对我们许多人来讲
，that testing is what will shake you out of this understanding.
就是能会动摇我们今天的所有的信念。
Because for some of us today, the church,
所以对我们许多人来讲，教会教堂
is our temple,
就是我们的圣殿。
And that the only way we worship is we come to church.
我们唯一敬拜神的方式就是我们只是来到这个教堂里面。
We do all the right things.
我们做一切该做的事情
，We say the right things, we sing the right songs.
我们口中说出正确的话，唱这个唱歌也唱得很好。
Pray the right prayers.
我们照着该祷告的祷告。
And we're nice people.
然后我们做一个好人。
And that is the place and the process that we believe makes us holy.
我们相信这样子是让我们成为一个圣洁的人的一个方式。
But it's really dangerous.
但是这是非常危险的一件事情。
Because you're still at, you're conforming God to what you did think it means to be honoring God and holy.
但是你只是把神这个放在你自己的框架里面，让神来这个归在你自己的规范里面。
You're still in control.
你实际上还是你自己在控制这一切。
You're dictating the terms.
你这个决定什么该做，什么不该做。
But what happens if you lost it all?
但是如果这些东西你都失去了，你又如何呢？
Will you still trust him?
你还是不是还这个信赖神？
Jesus wouldn't trust him.
耶稣他没有办法将自己交托他们。
And when he goes to the cross later?
当他后来到了这个上十字架的时候，
None of these people are there.
这些没有一个人是跟着他的。
Well, some people are kind of close, but not. Almost everybody failed.
几乎所有的人通通都离弃了他。
And so my first two points today.
所以我今天前面讲的这两个要点。
We have corrupted worship.
第一是我们有一个被破坏了的这个玷污的这个敬拜。
But the second layer is we have even a corrupted belief system.
第二是我们的信仰的系统也是这个被破坏的。
But what I want to show you today is there's a source for it.
但是这个最后要讲的是这个是有一个解决的方法。
Because if a doctor knows this, you do not treat the surface symptom.
一个医生知道你不会只是做一些表面的治疗。
You always deal with the source, the disease itself.
你总是要去找到病的根源，试着来解决它。
To fight cancer, you deal with the cancer. You don't deal with, oh, he's feeling a cold, he doesn't feel well. Give him some cold medicine.
如果你要这个治疗这个癌症，你要找到癌症的病因，你不会只是单纯的做一些症状上的治疗。
You see, and you have to see the same passage the same way.
所以你必须用同样的方式来看待我们的信仰。
What did Jesus know about man that was so untrustworthy?
耶稣基督到底看见人是有什么样的状况，以至于他不能够将自己交托给他们。
And this is why the temple was necessary in the first place.
这也是为什么其实圣殿需要圣殿的起初的原因。
It's because man is corrupted.
因为人是败坏的。
And I want you to understand, traditionally, the Jewish people, they had a limited relationship with God.
在传统里面，这个以色列的百姓跟神中间是有一个很有限受限制的一个关系。
The only way the Jewish people could come close, they couldn't really.
犹太人其实不能够真的很靠近这个他们所敬拜的神。
Only one person, the high priest, could once a year.
只有这个大祭司一年一次能够这个靠近神。
And I don't think you guys know how clean he has to be. Let me explain how clean he has to be.
这个你不太能想象他见神的时候要如何的洁净自己。
So I'll give you his story of his week.
让我讲一点历史上这个的内容。
So the high priest of a specific family.
所以这个大祭司他必须来自一个特别的家庭。
A week before the Day of Atonement.
所以在赎罪日的前一个礼拜
，He will be separated.
他必须把自己从其他人当中隔离出来。
In he's in a separate place where he cannot touch anything that's unclean.
他在那样子环境里面，他不能够去碰到任何不洁净的东西。
Can't eat anything unclean, so they feed him only clean things.
所以他这个不能够吃这些不洁净的食物，所以人家必须提供这些洁净的食物给他。
He would wash, he would pray, he would read the word, he would prepare his heart.
所以他必须用水洁净自己祷告读经这个预备自己的心。
And then he would wash himself again a lot of times.
他就反复的这样子不停的洁净自己。
Until the night before.
一直到那个这个赎罪日的前一个晚。
And then he would purify himself and then the next morning.
所以他必须再一次洁净自己，然后到了第二天早上。
He would go into the Holy of Holies.
他就进到这个至圣所当中。
And if he's in the Holy of Holies, he would sacrifice for his own sins.
他必须先为自己的罪来献赎罪祭。
Then he would come back outside.
然后他再出来。
Wash himself again.
再一次洁净自己。
And this is all in front of Israel, so all the people are sitting there watching. This cover, of course, is a shower curtains cover. But like, he would do it in front of the people.
他这样子洁净的礼仪是在所有众人的以色列的百姓面前
，put on brand new pure white linens。
他再一次这个披上这个洁净的这个白衣
，go in sacrifice for the priests。
然后他
just the priests。
再去为所有的祭司来献这个赎罪祭
，and again he would come back out。
然后他再一次再出来
，do it again。
然后再做一次
，but this time the sacrifice is for the people。
然后再这一次做的就是为所有的以色列的百姓。 来献赎罪祭。
So why does he need to be so clean?
为什么他必须如此的洁净呢？
Because man in our unholiness, our dirtiness, cannot get close to God.
因为人在这个、有罪污秽的这个生命当中是不能够靠近，不能够接近神的。
And I'm going to give you an illustration. Prophet Zechariah, Zechariah.
所以在这个我给你们举一个例子，在这个撒迦利亚书里面
Zechariah chapter 3 verse 3 to 5 3 to 4
这个撒迦利亚书的第三章一到四节，
三到四节，
三跟四节。
Next slide. Can you read it? It's 3 to 4
第三节第四节他就说、这个约书亚穿着污秽的衣服站在使者面前，使者吩咐站在、面前的说，你要脱去他污秽的衣服，又对约书亚说，我要使你脱离罪孽，我要给你穿上华美的衣服。
And I want you to understand.
所以我希望你们能够明白。
In this story, Joshua is the high priest.
在这个故事，在撒迦利亚这里讲的这个约书亚，他是一个大祭司。
He's cleansed like I don't know how many times I gave it, like five, at least five, six times.
我不晓得他接近多少次，起码五六次了。
And yet, in front of God,
但是在神面前，他仍然被视为是污秽。
As though he's wearing clothing with poo on it.
就好像他好像衣服上沾了这个屎一样。
Okay, and what Zechariah realized.
所以撒迦利亚所了解到的
is that no matter what we do, we are unfit to stand before a perfect God.
不管我们做什么事情，我们在上帝的面前都是不配站在上帝的面前。
So this is what corrupts our worship. It corrupts our beliefs. It corrupts the idea, our thoughts.
就是这些反映出、我们在、敬拜上，在信仰，在我们所相信上面，在我们的、心灵上面的、这种的各样的败坏。
And what I'm talking about is sin. Our sin.
我们就、所指的就是我们生命里面的各样的罪，我们的罪。
Now I want you to understand why this is so important.
要告诉你们为什么这是如此的重要。
Because this is what takes us from our worship of God.
因为是这些东西使得我们、离开了我们、原来应该有的这个敬拜。
It's sin that makes us think that God has to conform to our understanding.
是因为我们的罪使得我们这个要求神照着我们的、思想框架来存在。
It is our sin that makes us want to live our own lives, do our own things, pursue our own desires.
是因为我们的罪使得我们希望能够照着我们自己的方式来过生活。
It is the fact that we want to beOur own gods, our own control of our own lives.
这也是为什么我们、这个、会想要做自己的神、来控制我们自己的生活。
And this is why Jesus wouldn't trust us.
这也是为什么耶稣基督在这里说他没有办法将自己交托他们。
Because he saw the people, he knew their hearts wasn't right.
因为他知道人心里所存的是什么。
He knew that in each man's heart, there's evil that runs.
因为他知道在人心里面是存着这样子的邪恶。
So what happens for us then?
所以那对我们来讲今天 又该如何呢？
What hope do we have?
我们有什么样的盼望呢？
And this is where I want you to read verse 20 to 22.
所以在这时候就希望我们能够来看第20到22节。
Can you read in Chinese?
第20到22节它是这样子说的。犹太人便说，这殿是46年才造成的，你三日内就再建立起来吗？但耶稣这话是指是以他的身体为殿，所以到他从死里复活后，门徒就想起他说过这话，便信了圣经和耶稣所说的。
So you ask, why does Jesus' body have to be the temple?
为什么耶稣基督的身体必须成为圣殿呢？
Why did he have to be raised again from the dead?
为什么他必须从死里复活呢？
And after 3 days.
三天之后从死里复活。
And what you see later in the Gospel of John is John explains why.
是如果你到后来看约翰福音的后面的时候，约翰就解释为什么。
He uses Jesus' own words.
他用了耶稣基督自己的话说。
In John 14:6, he says these words.
在约翰福音的第十四章，
第六节，
第六节他是这样子说的。
He says, "I am the way, I am the truth, and I'm the life. No one comes to the Father except through me."
他就讲到说，耶稣说我是道路、真理、生命，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
And what he basically is trying to say is this.
他基本上他要说的是
，I am that temple.
我就是那个圣殿。
I am even the priest.
我甚至就是那个祭司。
And I am the sacrifice.
我也是那个祭物。
You see, John is showing us that Jesus is the new way, the way that we are now to worship God.
耶稣基督就显示了他就是那个新的道路，是我们必须借着这个方法来敬拜的。
And I want you to understand, this is so unique among all the faiths.
这个在所有我们知道的信仰的这个宗教里面，这是非常独特的一件事情。
Jesus didn't come for us to simply believe in certain things that we have to do, or certain rules, or certain principles, or moral moralities.
耶稣来并不是只是告诉我们该做些什么事情，或者相信某一些道德的这个规范。
Because he did not come to help us save ourselves.
他并不是来到这个地方教导我们，告诉我们说你们该怎么样救自己。
He came to save us.
他来就是为了救我们。
And how did he do that?
你怎么样才能达到这个目标呢？
You see, he came and he lived life as both man and God.
他来成为既是人又是神。
He experienced our hardships.
他也经历到我们所有人所经历的各样的苦难
，our struggles，
我们所有的挣扎
，our temptations， our desires，
我们的内心的那种的期望跟desire，
yeah， to control our lives，
那种希望能够控制自己生命的那种的盼望
，and yet，
但是
Jesus chose to honor God always first，
但是耶稣基督选择了。永远尊主为大，尊神为大。
So his life was uncorrupted.
所以他的过了一个没有瑕疵的生活。
Doing nothing wrong, he was accused falsely.
虽然他自己没有犯罪，却被人诬告为有罪。
He was tortured horribly.
受了鞭伤。
And he had to carry his own cross to the outside of Jerusalem, and he was hung like a criminal, common criminal.
他背起了这个十字架，像一个普通的囚犯一样到这个城外。
And I want you to understand where he would die. This is also important.
我要告诉你们他为什么死是重要的一件事情。
Because the place that he died is considered incredibly unclean. It's basically today, it's a garbage heap.
是他死的那个地方其实在当时来讲是一个当时人认为极不洁净的地方，就相当于我们现在的这个垃圾场。
It was a dirty place that he died.
是一个非常污秽的地方。
So his death,
所以他的死亡
was like the sacrifice of a Passover lamb.
就好像这个逾越节的那个羔羊一样。
But the crazy thing is because he is also God.
但是有意思是说这个他同时又是一个神。
But he is also human.
他又是人。
His sacrifice covers us all.
他的献祭使得我们所有的人被赎了。
Because of that one sacrifice, there's no need for any more sacrifices.
就他的单独的这个献祭，我们就不再需要有其他的这个再次的献祭。
It's not bound just to the Jerusalem temple.
这个就不再只是为了这个耶路撒冷的这个圣殿。
It's all on Jesus Christ.
所有的这个赎罪在耶稣基督的身上都已经完成了。
And I want you to understand, when Jesus dies, all the judgment for our sins has been put on him. He dies a horrible death of experiencing all our evil and our judgment for our evil.
所以当耶稣基督死的时候他背起了我们所有人本来应该承担的那个审判他以至于他必须在十字架上接受这样子残酷的死亡。
But his resurrection, what it says,
但是他的复活又告诉我们
is that we have hope, that we have a new life after death.
我们有这样子的盼望，就是我们死后会有这样子的新的生命。
So now we can come and have unhindered relationship with God perfectly.
所以我们现在可以来到神的面前，不受拦阻的与神有这样子的和好的关系
anymore.
不再有任何的限制。
We have a direct connection.
与神有直接的这样子的关系
That's pure, made by Jesus' blood.
借着耶稣基督的宝血，使得这样子的关系成为一个纯洁的关系。
For eternity for us.
而且这样子的关系是持续到永远。
And so as the old Passover signified freedom from slavery over Egypt.
所以就像过去的那个旧的这个逾越节，是神拯救以色列百姓。离开埃及的奴隶。
What John is showing us is that the new Passover is where Jesus has brought his people freedom from sin, the slavery of sin.
约翰让我们在这边看见的是耶稣基督所带来的这个救赎是让人可以从罪恶的捆绑为做罪恶的奴隶当中被释放出来。
And so even in 1 Corinthians, Paul,
所以其实在保罗在这个提摩太哥林多前书是都这样子说
Chapter 5, verse 7
在第五章第七节他是这样说的
He says, For Christ our Passover lamb has been sacrificed.
他说因为我们逾越节的羔羊基督已经被杀献祭了。
You see, this is the deeper layer of what John is trying to show us.
所以在这个地方是耶稣是约翰他要告诉我们这个故事更深的内容。
Why did you come to church today?
你今天为什么来到教会呢？
Now for some of you,
对你们当中一些人来说
your worship has been clouded, it's been polluted.
你们的敬拜是被污秽了。
You have good things in your lives, they just take a lot of your attention.
你在生命里面有许多好的东西但是它却这个分散了你的注意力。
But for some of you here, it's deeper.
对许多人来有一些人来讲问题是更深层次的。
It is a matter ofYou want to see power and signs.
是你希望能够看见那个神迹。
It's blinded you to the fact that something that Jesus is bringing is much better.
让你眼睛就看不见耶稣基督要带给你的其实是比神迹更好的东西。
It's because some of you here say, you know what, I'm unworthy. I don't deserve God's goodness. I've done bad things in my life.
或者有些人在我们的当中会觉得我们不配在神的面前我们在生命里面做了许多不好的事情。
But the problem is, what you're saying is, I think I still need a sacrifice in a temple to make me okay with God.
你心里面也许是这样子的看法，认为我还需要那个圣殿、那个献祭、那些做这些事情，让我能够与神恢复关系。
What Jesus says here is, I've done it already. I fully, completely paid for your sins.
而耶稣在这个地方所反映出来的是，他已经为我们做了这些所有的事情。
Now for others of you here,
对又有一些人来说
，You believe that you have to do something.
也许你认为你必须做一些什么事情。
That God has to, I have to do something to earn that love.
我必须做一些事情，好叫神会爱我们。
And what Jesus has done, he says basically.
而耶稣基督在这个地方所做的反映出来的想法是这样子
：You don't have to be good enough.
你不必这样子做。
I've become good enough for you.
你不必做，你不必你不必像你想象的做的这样子好，因为我已经替你做了你该做的事。
I have already paid for your failures, your sins, your shame.
我已经为了你的失败，为了你的这个过犯和你的羞辱我已经为这些都已经付上了代价。
But the one cool thing about John.
这个约翰有一件所说的有一件非常有好的话。
And a lot of you here that have been in our John Bible study, we always mention this.
在约翰福音里面如果你一起跟我查经的话，我总是会提这件事情。
It's at the end of John.
就是在这个约翰福音最后要结束的时候。
He gives you his thesis.
他告诉了他的主题。
He tells you what he's doing this all for.
他告诉你他为什么写这约翰福音。
In John chapter 20, verses 30 to 31.
在约翰福音的第二十章三十节三十一节他是这样说的
It says, Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these signs that I've written are so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing, you may have life in his name.
在 那段的经文他就这样说耶稣在门徒面前另外行了许多神迹没有记在这书上但记这些事要叫你们信耶稣是基督是神的儿子并且叫你们信了他就可以因他的名得生命
That's John's heart for you
那就是约翰他的这个写这个信的心意
That you would truly believe in Jesus
希望你能够信他
And so have life in his name
就可以因他的名得生命
Will you believe
你是否愿意相信呢
Let's pray
让我们祷告
Father God
父神
Thank you so much for getting us through this time
谢谢你带我们经过这段时间
We know that all of us here have a measure of corrupted worship or beliefs
我们每一个人在这个地方多少在我们的敬拜在我们的信仰里面 都有败坏的地方。
We know ultimately it's because inside we have still the residual of sin in our lives.
因为我们知道这个它的背后是因为我们心里有这样子的罪在当中。
But oh, how good is your way, Lord?
但是你的道却是如此的好。
Because you have died for those sins.
你为了我们的罪而死。
You have died for that darkness in our hearts, that cancer that eats at us and takes us away from you.
你为了我们心中的黑暗，我们生命里面的这个癌症你把它挪去。
So you paid for that so that we could have a perfect relationship with you.
你为我们付了这个代价，以至于我们可以与你恢复这样子的关系。
Father, I don't know where everybody is here.
父神，我不认识这当在座的所有的人。
But I truly believe that many here need to hear this message.
但是我却相信当中。这些人需要听到这样子的信息。
Even I need to.
甚至我自己都需要。
And Father, we come as a family, as a people, calling and crying out for you. Teach us and help us to believe in you and trust in you fully.
神让我们像一个家庭一样来到这个地方向你呼求，让你能够使我们心里面愿意得到洁净。
So that we may have life in your name.
所以我们可以在这因为信你而得到新生命。
Thank you for the new pastor.
谢谢你给我们这个新的逾越节。
In Jesus Christ's name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.